Chapter 80. Darrow. Stirring Stuff. We've been floating off the shoulder of Jupiter, watching Lysander beat the living hell out of the Ascomani, for not more than 2 hours, before the powerful main comms array of the Lightbringer begins bombarding us with scenes of his heroism. The Lightbringer eradicating the best Ascomani ships, like a kid killing sparrows with a flamethrower. Lysander's grand charge upon the Garter. Lysander rescuing the Lows from flaming transports. Lysander liberating Gaia. Lysander kissing the heads of burned Browns. Lysander embracing freed captives. I want to puke fire. It is undiluted propaganda, and it is stirring stuff. I've already got Severo to convince Athena to take him to her ships by the time Lysander greets the Rim in battle-charred armor backed by the Moon Lords on the steps of a building with trees growing out of it.
To the citizens of the Rim Dominion, this is Lysander Auloon. In these dark days, you could not be blamed for believing yourselves forgotten by your friends in the Corps. We are proof you have not been forgotten. My forces have won a great victory on Io, and the Garter has been restored to the keeping of the Ra. The enemy's vile garrison has been slaughtered to a man. Many of your countrymen, taken as slaves by the Far and his barbaric host, have been liberated. But Ilium is not yet saved. Far and the iron heart of his fleet and host remain upon Europa. I call upon all brave children of Akari to join me over Io to form a joint force to bring this dark king and his evil brood to justice. For Kaliki, for Sungrave, for Ilium.
His voice darkens.
And to the warlord who calls himself Volsung Far. Your life is already forfeit. If you sail out and meet us as warriors upon the field of battle, we will allow you—
I have only one thing to say.
That motherfucker's gonna burn.
Cassius and Diomedes both turn on me.
Darrow! No, Cassius. I love you, but no. He is Atlas's good tyrant. Don't look at me like that.
I'm going to lather him in honey and feed him to the berserkers. I swear to Hades.
Are you done? Diomedes says.
Talking?
Yeah.
Cassius has gone very introspective.
Do we know for a fact Lysander's working with Four, I say.
With Atlas? Cassius asks.
He was surprised on the bridge, I know that. He saved my life, Diomedes says. That he lives suggests there is a new arrangement. Perhaps he surrendered to a fait accompli, perhaps. Darrow, I know you are angry, but this is a good thing.
For you, I say very slowly. Not for the Volk. Their ships are slower than Lysander's, and I know what that Moonbreaker can do. The Volk are dead. The daughters, too. You'll have your justice. I can't help the petulance. This false summit is close to breaking me.
No, I will not have my justice. Not if this is Atlas's plan. Not if those Volk do not become a weapon against Atalantia.
Diomedes pauses.
I do not want to see the daughters slaughtered either. I am not stingy with my oaths. The only hope the Volk have is to unite their fleet with Athena's. That is in motion. It will take time.
Even then, we can't outrun the core ships. This battle will eat Mars's reinforcements. So what now? I kill a loon? Atlas switches back to Atalantia and acts like it was his plan all along? Bloody damn! Why can I never be a step ahead of that man?
For now, I recommend you suggest to the Volk that we stay on Europa, Diomedes says.
That's ridiculous. Breathe in. Out.
Why? I ask. Atlas has planned this. That feast you interrupted was part of the plan. But we know the next step after that was to take the deep. Massacre the daughters. Casualties didn't matter because that monster was coming to smash anything left. He points out at the Lightbringer in the distance. They know they're faster. They know the Volk can't run. A thought comes to me. Atlas functions best in the dark. Perfect comms discipline. We've almost never intercepted a signal. He trusts his operatives. Diomedes nods. Eventually they will know their plan has gone awry. Why let them know until we've made our move? Maybe it takes a Ra to beat a Ra. They won't be in a rush, I realize. How fair is Lysander? Is he greedy with glory? Diomedes asks Cassius. Very fair, in his way, and no, he's not greedy with glory. Then he will wait for Ganymede's soldiers to make this a joint operation so as not to offend Rim dignity. So we have time, I say. He nods. Not much, but a little. Whatever you think of him, Darrow, Lysander came out here to protect the Rim, Diomedes says, to reawaken the idea of unity. We know now my grandmother is alive. We know Lysander craves a lasting alliance with us. We also know we have a ship that can get to the surface, and I know how to get into the Garter. So I suggest we go down, find my grandmother, and show her the truth behind Lysander's theatre. He points at the Lightbringer. That is a monster that cannot be dueled. So let's tie it down and find some leverage. What is the one thing Lysander is afraid of losing? I ask Cassius. A person, his reputation, Cassius says, already accelerating the Archimedes toward Io.